Ray, for you guys, you don't see Toronto too often. This year you get a chance to see everyone in the league. What do you expect from the Leafs heading into tonight?
Well, you always expect effort and physicality whenever you're playing. A team's coached by Randy Carlyle. He demands that you play hard and play competitive, and that's kind of the way the Anaheim Ducks were when he was there, and that's the way from what I've seen of the Leafs, and especially the nice run they had last year and then what they did in the playoffs. You see them playing a certain system, and yeah, I know they're banged up a little bit, but that never controls the amount of effort and energy that comes with the guys who are in the lineup.
You know Randy, as you mentioned there. What do you see differently from Randy now from his time in Anaheim?
Well, I never got a chance to play for him and stuff, but I've from what I've understood and heard around the league is that he's a stickler for his details. That hasn't changed, but he's been a little bit more patient, I think, or a little bit not forgiving, but understandable when players are playing a certain way or they try to make a play that he's not right on them right away. You do it two or three times, he might get on you, but he's given them a little bit of freedom to play a little bit. And I'm not saying he didn't do that in Anaheim. It would be fair for me to say, but that's kind of from the things I've read and heard, that he's, maybe not quite as rough as he was in Anaheim.
You guys have collected a point in the last four close hockey games for you in all of them. Is this team kind of now, after a lot of changes in the offseason, starting to really gel?
Well, yes and no. I mean, we gel. We play well, obviously, against Chicago the other night with the 50 shots against, and the way Chicago ramped it up a little bit, we got a little bit of a humbling in our game. We realized that if we play as a group a certain way, we'll have success, and if we play the other way, we're not. And our goaltender obviously won us that game the other night. But if we play the right way, I think as a group, we've now understood and understand that by doing that, we'll have some success, and by not doing it, we won't.
You guys, a lot of changes from organizational everywhere, from top to bottom. How much different has it been this year with everyone?
It's been good. It's been obviously when you bring a guy like Jim Neal in from Detroit, he's been around a great organization for a long time, and Lindy's been in the league a long time as well, in Buffalo. So they bring experience, obviously. They bring some merit to their to what they're doing. Jim's been around, like I said, a great organization for a long time, and that's not to say that Nui didn't do a good job when he was here. I like Nui and I like what he did. It's just change of philosophies and change of systems and with the coaching. So the organization is going in the right direction for sure, and hopefully we'll see that now in the next few years, as an organization, attendance wise and success wise.